Even if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, still you're allowed to take a haircut after Yom Tov. Just like if you buried the maize 3 days before Yom Tov, so then it's Mevatel Shiva. Kach mitzvah Shiva Mevatelas Gzeres Lamit. This is the deal that Abishol says two chidushim here. That as long as the maize was buried 7 days before Yom Tov, that's enough. Kach mitzvah Shiva Mevatelas Gzeres Lamit. You don't have to have 8 days before Yom Tov. It's enough if it was buried 7 days before Yom Tov. Because we say the seventh day itself, miksas yom kukuloi. The seventh day itself, the morning is like Shiva, and the afternoon is like the beginning of Shleishim. So since the Shleishim started before Yom Tov, so it's called Yom Tov takes away, pushes away the Shleishim. So my time with the Abishol, what's the reason for Abishol that even though it was only buried 7 days before Yom Tov, Yom Tov is mevatel the Shleishim, lav mishum isn't it because, tiksov ashvi, the seventh day now that was buried, like before Yom Tov, the seventh day, or like Erev Yom Tov, which is the seventh day of Shiva, is Olo Lakan Lakan. Like Erev Yom Tov now, that's the seventh day of Shiva. So this seventh day, Erev Yom Tov, we look, as if in the morning, true, this is the seventh day of Shiva. But in the afternoon already, we say, Miksas HaYom Kekulai, we look as if the afternoon is like the beginning of Shleishim. So since Shleishim started before Yom Tov, Yom Tov has a right to push away the Shleishim. So we say clearly that Shvi is Oyla Lakan Lakan. So who Rab that says now Mishnah by Nazirus also, that Miksas HaYom, if your wife gave birth on the 70th, or even the 71st day, we look that day halfwards, half for you, half for your son, goes like Abishol, we look at one day, half and half. The beginning of the seventh day is the end of Shiva, and the other second half of the seventh day is the beginning of Shleishim. So who Rab holds like Abishol? So Mar says no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma maybe ad kan loy koma bishoel ela bavelas zayin the rabbonin. Maybe Abishol only said as aloch over there in my cotton, the alochas of avelas is only mid rabbonin. Mid yiraisa avelas is only one day. Like Tais brings down, kida sevi achrisa ki yaymar. Mid yiraisa it's only one day avelas. That we keep the alochas of 7 days shiva and 30 days shleishim, not to take a haircut, that's only mid rabbonin. So maybe in Alochus Midrabon, and here Abishol holds, you say this kula of Miksas HaYom Kekulai, that the seventh day of sitting Shiva, we look as if the morning is the end of the Shiva, and the afternoon is the beginning of the Shleishim. So Shleishim started before Yom Tov, Yom Tov pushes it away. Abu Benozir D'Iraisa, but in our Mishnah, at least in Rav's case, here it's Alochus Midrabon, you are makabel upon yourself to be a Nozir for 100 days. Midiraisa, you have to keep 100 days. And you also said that when your wife gives birth to a son, you want to be a nazir. Now, if your wife gave birth on the 71st day, that's it. Midiraisa, the 71st day, since in the morning, before your son, your wife gave birth, it was called a day for you. So this day is your naziris. Your wife gives birth in the afternoon, so you can first start counting for your son the next day. So maybe in the Raisa, Abishol doesn't say, Miksas HaYom Kekulai, Oyla Lakan Lakan. Loi Yoma, Loi, like Abu Benazir, the Raisa Loi, maybe by Hikos Naziris, which is the Raisa, Hovi Abishol never said his halacha. So again, we have the Kash, who does Rav go like? So Mor says, Ela Rav, the Yoma, Kareb Yasi. I think it's another man, the Yoma, maybe Rav holds like Rav Yasi Shita. Tatanya, along like this, the Gemara M'sochim. Rav Yasi Yoymer. Shaymeris Yoin Kineged Yoin. That's an Isha, the Locha by an Isha is, sure she becomes a Nida, but then after she's torn, there's a cycle of 11 days. In between Nidus to Nidus, there's 11 days, that if she sees 3 days in a row Dam during those 11 days, she becomes a Zava. Let's say she only sees one day, a Locha is only Tommy that day, and the next day, that's called the Shaymeris Yoin Kineged Yoin. The next day, she's like a suffix. If she doesn't see the next day, she's tor. She goes to the mikveh and she's tor. That's called Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom. During those 11 days, if she sees dam then, so she's only tummy that day, and the next day already, she's tor. So what's going to be now, during these 11 days, it came out on Erev Pesach, that she saw the day before Erev Pesach. Now it came Erev Pesach, she didn't see yet. since she went to the mikvah. So l'maaseh, right now she's tor. Sheshachatu v'zorku aleha b'sheni shelo. It's a second day. In other words, she saw yesterday down. And now the second day, which is Erev Pesach, in the Bechatzoy Sayyim, the Kahanim, she wants to bring Korban Pesach, they brought a Korban Pesach for her. The Yazakach, then later in the afternoon, after they brought the Korban Pesach, Rosa. Then she did see Dam, she saw Dam. So what's the halacha? Harezu Eino Echeles. At night time, Pesach, she can't eat the Korban, since she's Tomei. Now that she saw, she's Tomei for another day again, she doesn't become Torah until the next day. So at night time, the night of Pesach, she's Tomei, she can't eat from the Korban Pesach. But the halacha is, Uptura Milasas Pesach Sheni, she does not have to bring another Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, because it's totally B'shah Shechita. Here on this day, Yud Dalad Nisan, on Erev Pesach, Bechatzos, when they brought the Korban for her, at that time she was Tahor. So the Shechita was called the good Shechita. So it's considered like she brought the Korban Pesach. Even though when it comes at night time, she's Tamei, she can't eat the Korban Pesach, that's not Makiv though. So therefore, she does not have to bring another Pesach Sheni. So the Shailu is my time with Rav Yossi. What's the reason of Rav Yossi? Love, isn't it, Mishum the Ksavri holds, Mikseh Sayyem Kekuloi. That half of the day is considered like the whole day. And the Gisha should be really, and the next, the Morris says later, Mimai, Vidumishim, Ksav, Mikan, Labor, the Gruan Tais takes it out. Really, our Gisha should be, again, my time with Rav Yossi, Lav, Mishum, Ksav, Mikseh Sayyem Kekuloi, or Mikan, Labor, Himetama. That when she sees her dam, again, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, she only becomes Tomei from then on, but not in the morning. In the morning or the afternoon, the beginning of the afternoon, the Torah says, Nimtza, ki b'shah shchita zrika, hoysa Torah gemura. At the time when they brought the Korban Pesach for her, at that time she was Torah. She saw yesterday. Now today, she didn't see. So today, she went to the mikvah, she's Torah today. As she sees in the afternoon, Rabbi Yossi holds the Mikan Labo Himetama, for Leila Mafreya. She only becomes Tomei later in the afternoon when she actually sees the dam, but not from before. To Chihodra Chazisa Mataminu Le Mikan Labo, only from then onwards. Ulamocha, tomorrow, Tasa Shima Gomel, Mikzayan, the same thing. So Alma, we see the Yom Sheni, the second day of Erev Pesach now, the Mikses Yom Chashvin Le Yom Tor, that we see the second day. Now she saw the day before Erev Pesach. So now an Erev Pesach in the morning, the first half of the day when she didn't see, we consider that a Yom Shimmer. It's called like she watched one day now, not seeing Dam. Therefore she could become Tor, even though later in the afternoon of that same day she does see Dam. So you say, so what? Mix us a Yom Kehula, we could divide this day up in half and say in the morning was considered one day by itself. It was a shimmer. It's called, she watched herself, she was Torah for one day afterwards. So she's Torah at that time. That she sees Dam 3 o'clock in the afternoon onwards, so from then on she's Tomei. But in the morning though, we see she's Torah. You see, according to Rabbi Yossi, said this halacha of Miksa Sayyam Kukulai, that half of the day is called the good Shemira for the day before. So that's a good right. So Mela Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi. So with that, we have the gears to Mimai, Dilma, Mishun, Ksav, Mikan, Labo, the Gruan Toy says, don't be gears that. But rather, that's what Yossi says, that Mikan, Labo, Metame. Now the Gemara is Thomas Thirin, Rabbi Yossi himself. For the Gemara, Mi, Sav, Rabbi Yossi, Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yossi himself really holds like this? The Yatanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yossi, Yayme. The other Gemara, I'm talking. That Zav, Baal, Shterius. A man that's a Zav, he saw two times. The halacha is a zav baal shtei riyos, he's also tamei for 7 days. Just he doesn't have to bring a korban. It's only when you see 3 days straight that you have to bring a korban. But if you only see 2 days, you don't have to bring a korban. So zav baal shtei riyos. Shashachato v'zorku olav v'shvi. It came out that the 7th day, from when he first saw these 2 times, is Erev Pesach. So the 7th day he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, the zav. And then in the afternoon he was Torah, so they brought a Korban Pesach for him. V'chein shemeres yom keneged yom. Same halacha we had before. If a lady that saw Dam the day before Erev Pesach, it was during those 11 days in between Nidus and Nidus, that she's only Tomei day by day. So we say, Sheshachatu, the 2nd day Erev Pesach, they shechted the Korban Pesach for her. And they brought it because they made a Zrikas Adam. So at the time when they made the Korban Pesach, both of these two people were Torah. And after that they saw whether the Zav saw the Zav or whether the Isha saw the Dam even though we say that that Tami Mishka B'Moshe from before but the Lachriz Peturim Milasas Pesach Sheni that the Potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. In other words, we see that at the time on Erev Pesach by Chatzos, when they brought the Korban Pesach, they were considered Tohor. So therefore, the Korban Pesach was brought for them. V'tayra, it's very good. Aye, they saw Dam, or the Zav became a Zav afterwards, so that's only afterwards. But a Korban of the Kashrut, it says L'mafreya, the Chorot Estira, Moros Sunganes, that's a Kashrut in itself alone. But it says also L'mafreya, it says that he's Tomei L'mafreya, L'mafreya from before. From before would be Mashmi, even the beginning of the day and the morning also is Tomei. So of course, not like Rabbi Yossi said before. So Mara says, no, Maila Mafreya, what does it mean that it's Tomei from before? Midirabonin. That's only Midirabonin that you're Tomei Lamafreya. But Avazimi, the Rice Rabbi Yossi holds, you could divide the day up in half. Mixas the Yom Kukulai. The first half of the day he was Tohor, and that's why the Korban Pesach was good. The second half of the day when he saw, they become Tomei from then on. That it says from before, that's only Midirabonin. And the Gemara says, of course, Hochi Nami Mistavra. I'll bring you a proof of this. So that it says he's Tomei L'mafreya has to only be Midrabanan. But it can't be Midiraisa.
All right, turn over.
Why? If you want to tell me that when the Zab sees Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he's Tomei back L'mafreya, like it says, sir, or when it's Isha, she's down now in the afternoon, she's Tomei L'mafreya Midiraisa, if so, am I Peturim Melasas Pesach Sheni? Why don't they have to bring again a Korban Pesach? A Pesach Sheni they should have to bring. Because what comes out now, the Korban they brought the Erev Pesach, true, at 12 o'clock they were Tor. But in the afternoon when they saw the Dam on the Zavis, you tell them now that Tomei L'mafreya, so in the morning or when they brought the Korban Pesach, really they were Tomei. You can't bring a Korban for a Tomedika person. So it's not considered like they have a Korban Pesach at all. So if they don't have a Korban Pesach, they should have to bring a Pesach Sheni. How come it says over here they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni? So you have to say is that Midiraisa v'Aderat Chatzois, they were Tohor. Mixas Yom Kukulai. The first half of the day they didn't see Zavus yet, they didn't see Nidus yet, or Zavus yet, they're Tor. That if they see in the afternoon, they're only Tomei Midiraisa from then onwards Midiraisa. That if they say the Tomei L'mafreya, that's only Midirabon. So therefore there's no Stephen in Rabbi Yossi. And therefore it's good Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi Shita. Because there's such a svara of Mixas Yom Kukulai. Half of the day could be considered one way, and the other half could be the other way. Tomorrow says no, maybe our tomorrow wants to be matzchus, maybe there's no proof. Liyola may malov tumi diraisa. Really, I tell you, maybe Rabbi Yosiel's tank is tumi diraisa over here. Aye, it's a kashiv, it's tumi diraisa la mafreya. So how would they yitz a korban pesach? If the mamish tumi diraisa, why do they say they don't have to bring a pesach sheni? Where is the korban pesach? So I'll tell you, new terms could be maybe tohain de ziva hetiru. This tumor, a sophic dika tumor. The time means, like an example, if you have Tomei way deep underneath the ground, and you don't know if it's Tomei or not, we'll soon see the case. Where you don't know if it's Tomei or not, there's Allah L'Moshe Mitzinai that at that time you tore. Since you didn't know about it at that time, even though later on you find out that there was a maze buried way below, and really you were Tomei, but since you did not know about it yet, Midiraisi, you're not Tomei, until you find out about it. So there's a new heter of Tohaim Deziva Etiru. Like Toi says, HaTohaim means Pirish. The Bishash Shchita Yoshev Alev Enachas. That's if someone was sitting on a stone, Bishash Shchita, on Erev Pesach. V'lenoida Klal Shekever Tachtov. The person did not know that somebody's buried underneath the stone. Adacha Shchita Noida Loin. To wait in the afternoon, somebody tells him that. Shenitma the Kevra Toim. It comes out really now, Bishash the Korban Pesach, this person was Tomei. Still, the halacha is midiraisa, the korban is good. That's a new halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That a sofek tohaim is hutra. Kol ponim liyoseh pesach. was nagayet for Korban Pesach, there's a new Gzeras HaKosav, Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that even though with the rice to your Tomei, but since it's called the Tumas Tohoim, that you did not know about it yourself, for Korban Pesach, it's okay. So he says, V'chein Hocho, Lo Yodo Odem V'Shah Shchita, Imach Rechein Tira, V'Tister, Liyos Tomeya. But Tumas Tohoim, Hetiru Liyosia Pesach V'Nozir. It could be there's a new halacha l'mashim esina here that nogeya to korban pesach since lemaisa at chatzaisa yom when they brought the korban lemaisa you when they brought the korban you did not know if you tummy or not at that time you did not know if you were tummy or not and nobody knew about it at that time at that time you didn't see dam yet so mele it's called a suffix tumah nobody knows about it yet see even though later on in the afternoon maybe when you do see the dam when you become a zav. But there's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What's nageya to a korban pesach though? There's a hutra. Nageya to korban pesach. We say the korban that was brought for you is good. Therefore, from this halacha alone, could be to no raya that Rav has told l'mafreya is mit Rav Yosi has told l'mafreya is mit iraisa. Maybe l'mafreya here is mamish tome mit iraisa. You tome l'mafreya. But why is the halacha that the korban pesach is good? Because there's a new hutra of Tumas HaTohim. So really, he can't bring a proof that he holds his Tomei L'mafreya only mid Rabbanim. The Gemara does say though, but V'af, the Gemara says, V'af Rabbi Yishiyah though, Sovel L'mafreya mid Rabbanim. But Rabbi Yishiyah does hold from the Svar we just said. He holds that it says here, Rabbi Yishiyah holds, Yitomei L'mafreya. Again, in the case where Shemeris Yoyim, she saw 2 days before Pesach. And then on Erev Pesach, she didn't see it by Chatzos. So therefore, when they brought the Korban Pesach right now, it's called the good Korban Pesach, what they brought right now, it's called. Now, she comes, she sees first Tum in the afternoon. When she sees in the afternoon, after it says the Tum in Lamafreya, it's only Midrabon. What's the proof Rabbi shows like this? Tetanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yoshi Yoimer, Rabbi Yoshi says,
Avol. Haroye zav bishvi shaloi. If somebody sees zav on the seventh day,
Avol haroye zav bishvi shaloi. A zav on the seventh day. In other words, he was a zav once, and now he's keeping 7 days to become tor. And on the seventh day, he sees again zavus. Is haroye zav bishvi shaloi? He counted 7 days, but on the seventh day itself, he saw zav again. Since he saw on the seventh day Zav, it takes away the whole count. It's Seisresh Lefonov, and therefore, we'll soon see what that means. Pasha means that he's coming now all those days, and you have to start counting over again anew, Shiv and Nekiyim. The person's a Zav, even if he's only a Zav for 2 days, he has to now wait Zayin Nekiyim. He has to wait 7 days to go by that he doesn't see any more Zavus. See, if he saw it on the seventh day, it's Seisr. He has to start his count over again, start counting a new 7 days. Now, V'yomalei Rabbi Yechon said, L'nister Eliyomai. That's what it says, if you see on your seventh day, after keeping 7 days of Torah being clean, the seventh day you do see, it only takes away that 1 day itself. That's what Rabbi Yechon said. V'yomalei Rabbi Yechon, L'nister Eliyomai. So, Morias, what's going on here? Manashach, what's going on? How do you look at it? If on the seventh day it's called, you see Zav now, Halach Rish, you should be Seisra Akil. You don't have Zayin Nikim, you don't have 7 fewer days. You should have to start counting over a new 7 days. Eloi Soser, Enemal, it's not Soser. You want to tell me like Mitzvah Sayyim, since the beginning in the morning, the seventh day, you were clean. It's called like you're ready, finished, you're Zayin Nikim ready. It shouldn't take away anything then. You're clean? What's going on here? Elo Eimei, you have to say like this. What it means to say in the Brisa of Ereshia, it's not Sosra at all. Enechnami, that a Zav that sees on the seventh day, he should know it's not Sosra at all. Flayyemei. What's the Hezbah? That we say, Mixat Yom Kukulai. On the seventh day, since the first part of the morning, he was Tor. It's considered like he kept already 7 days of Nikiyim. So he's Tor. He can go to the mikveh then. And if he sees later on in the afternoon, it's called like the eighth day already. That's not Seisr. It means nothing. One re is nothing. So what we see here, that mikveh yom kukulai. Now on this is what Rabbi Yechonin said.